every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101, the show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack when the Reaper's drawing near. We're the ones, when you're done, Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for Marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NA, OA, CA, GA, PA, SLA, SLAA, CRRR, MMDRA, HA, MOUSE.
The alphabet soup of recovery.
The alphabet. We don't speak for any of those guys. We only speak for ourselves. And not that well. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Hi, Shelly.
Hey.
How you doing?
Fine.
Shelly seems a little low tonight.
I don't mean to be low. See there, I'm trying to talk normally a little bit louder because my ears are really bad today.
Yeah, Shelly's ears are having issues.
I'm sitting in the garage earlier and I said, if that guy would just stop with that bass line, it's driving me crazy. And Bruce is like, what bass line?
I hear no bass.
I can hear crap. Last night, I was ready to napalm the yard. The crickets, too friggin' loud.
Wow. You need to get Arthur Fonzarelli out here with you. He just snapped his fingers and they'd all shut up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I saw that episode of Happy Days.
I have spidey hearing, spidey sense hearing. It's just incredible.
Yeah, because I don't have spidey sense hearing. I can barely hear you right now.
Good. It should be a good show for you then.
That's right.
I won't be able to cap on anything you say. I won't know what it is.
But also, if he talks over you, he'll have no idea he's doing it.
Well, no, I'll hear him. He won't know he's doing it.
No, I won't know I'm doing it.
Of course, that's never stopped it before. But
no, I'll just claim that it's.
Yeah. You
know, nothing was happening.
Couldn't hear you.
Trying to stop the dead air.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Mark.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Mark.
29.
It's 29.
So what was your recovery date?
April 23rd, 1985.
Really close to when CA started. Like within a year or two.
It was young.
When the treasures took off every week with the treasury.
Once we got to enough money to buy a quarter gram, they were gone.
Yeah, which then a lot of means would be 1 week.
Yeah.
Hey, where'd Steve go with that treasury?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw him in Pomona.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a good turnout today. We took in $27 on the 7th. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Another one's going to bite the dust.
He's like, is the GSR here? Because we'd like to send him with the money right now. And the GSR is like, all right, see you guys.
Yeah.
Isn't that horrible?
No.
It's only like $25 and still.
It was enough.
Enough to one hit. No, the penny.
Yep.
So, how's things, Shelly?
Fine. I don't know. We went to lunch and we cleaned up the house a bit.
We got our whole house.
The studio looks tremendous, by the way.
It's going to look even better because we have a special guest coming on the 11th and two of our group friends are coming for the Peanut Gallery.
Who's coming on the 11th?
We're interviewing Sonny Giordano.
Oh.
About his new book on early recovery is coming out soon.
The friends? Oh. Oh, that's going to be, it's going to be a secret.
It's a surprise.
Okay. On Mother's Day.
I guess so, yeah. They're going to be, they're traveling. They're going to be in L.A. And they're going to sneak in and be our peanut gallery.
Awesome. Yes. See, it's not going to be a surprise to me because I remember who it is. Okay. But to be really honest, I can't really pronounce the name very well. So I don't want to try it.
I think that's my problem, too.
I don't know who it is either, so.
You know what that means?
What's it mean?
Oh, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze. All right. Shelly's ears are like, ah.
Shelly's like, ah.
All right.
It's mostly just it's the reverberation, and it takes a while for my ear to calm down because it twitches.
I got this news a few days ago, so I may not remember it as well as, because I did read it all. Andre Johnson.
Wide receiver, Houston Texans?
A rapper affiliated with the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, my gosh, this was really gross.
He cut off his penis before leaping from a building.
Why?
And he jumped off the second story of a North Hollywood building in the wee hours of the morning. In the wee,
without
wee
the
hours.
Wee. Without the
wee.
Wee,
yes.
After mutilating himself with a knife. He
Why?
Was severely injured, but survived.
Yeah, but did he get his thingy put back on?
He and his severed penis were taken to Cedars-Sinai Hospital after what is believed to have been a suicide attempt. He's currently being treated. No word on the reasons why he acted as he did. Drugs are suspected.
You think?
He also goes by the name Christbearer. A music video featuring Christbearer and Rugged Monk for a song called Ooh went up on YouTube just yesterday, hours before he cut off his genitalia in the attempted suicide.
Andre cut off his Johnson?
Oh, jeez.
Andre Johnson cut off his Johnson. I just noticed him. All right. Welcome to Dating 101.
Okay.
Dating 101. If you've just robbed a girl, don't try calling her for a date. Dating 101 Part 2. If you still really want a date, don't assault the girl you just robbed and her mother. John Hardini, 26-year-old from Pittsburgh, the Terrible Towels, faces charges for allegedly taking $60 from a woman that he approached on the street and just, like, strong-arm robbed her. Then, according to KDKA-TV, Hardini then called the woman twice to ask if she had a boyfriend and if she wanted to go on a date. And I don't know how she got the number. It doesn't say how he got the number. The woman called police who started tracking Hardini through his phone records. Before they could pinpoint his exact location, they received a report that an alleged robber was attacking the same girl and her mother outside a nearby market. And, of course, it happened to be him.
That's stalkerish.
Yeah, stalker.
And Mary Lou Parker, who it doesn't say who Mary
really?
Lou, it doesn't say who Mary Lou Parker is.
Really?
She's some neighbor.
Mary Lou Parker.
Yeah,
she's the girl next door, isn't she?
She is the girl next door.
Kind of knew that.
And she says, how could someone be that damn stupid? That dumb.
And what's he doing on Thursday?
Yeah, he was charged with robbery and assault and ordered held in jail without bail.
Mary Lou Parker sounds like a name of a character on Soap. Do you remember that show?
Yes. Yes.
What was her name? Mary Ellen?
Mary Hartman.
Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Yeah.
But that was a spinoff from Soap. Yeah. I used to have the board
show.
Game, Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Loved that show.
I know, me too.
Well, you know who got their start on that.
On what?
Yeah, so,
Billy Crystal.
Billy Crystal. Let's see.
Those were the nights. Those were good nights for just getting high and watching television.
I wasn't getting high. I was sneaking downstairs to watch it because my mom thought it was too adult for me.
Oh, by the way, so far they've all been me, but pretty soon there will be stories sent in by other people as well.
Because Soap.
Drug dealer.
Fernwood
kept his
tonight.
Package of drugs.
Yes.
Fernwood tonight was the best.
Yes.
In an unexpected place.
Wait, what? We were talking about
Fernwood
tonight.
We were talking about something else, but yeah, go ahead.
Alleged drug. Oh, I always love this when they say alleged. Alleged drug dealer kept his package in an unexpected place.
Did Andre Johnson find it?
When the cops searched 23-year-old Ray Wood after a traffic stop in Fulcroft, Pennsylvania, they were suspicious of a gigantic bulge in his pants.
Uh-huh. It was a lobster.
Is that a bag in your pocket? You're just happy to see me.
He had tied 89 bags of heroin and cocaine to his penis, cop said. I've seen it down in their pants, in their ass, but I've never seen it tied to their penis.
Why tie it? Why not just stuff it down your pants? I mean, did he think he was going to lose it?
Full Croak Police Corporal Christopher Eisman told the paper, I couldn't believe it. I've seen it stuffed in people's asses, but never tied to their penis.
Is that how he said it?
I'm imagining.
There was audio on this?
I'm imagining it was something.
But
like
wait,
that.
Where was this?
In Pennsylvania.
Well, then I'm sure he wasn't talking like that.
Look, Pennsylvania, you have Pittsburgh, you have Philadelphia, all the rest of it's Alabama.
Christopher Eisman recently transferred from Alabama.
There we go.
I'm kidding. It doesn't say that. Let's see. Woods was a passenger in a car pulled over for speeding. The cop reported that he saw a bag of marijuana near his feet and another vial full of weed on the seat, and he asked Woods to step out of the car. They took Woods to the precinct house where the contours of his pants aroused suspicion. I'm wondering who got aroused looking at these giant bulge in his pants.
Hey, big boy.
At the police station, officers pulled down the alleged perp's pants and claimed to find 41 bags of heroin and 48 bags of cocaine.
What do you want to know?
Okay, here's Shelly what I want to know.
Huh?
I am absolutely 100% positive I could not fit 41 bags of heroin, much less the cocaine, in my pants. How do you fit that much paraphernalia and drugs and crap in your pants?
He's wearing those loose-fitting pants or something.
Yeah.
So that's what alerted them. It wasn't the bulge in the front. It was the fact that it probably shifted down and made him look like he was carrying a load. Did you poop your pants?
No. It could be.
Well, you tie it to your penis to help stretch your penis through the day.
Oh, that makes sense.
Wait a minute.
He wanted to be longer.
See, this is one of those stories. So they find 41 bags of heroin and 48 bags of cocaine.
That's a speedball.
And then things got weird.
Were there pirate costumes involved?
I tried to remove it, Corporal Eiserman said. Unfortunately, and I don't know if it was nervousness or not, but Wood started urinating all over the place. He was charged with possession with intent to deliver, tampering with evidence.
Because he peed on it?
Had he urinated enough,
the evidence would have been gone.
That's right. And other crimes, the Delaware County Times said. So there you go. This is from Largo.
Florida.
It was pretty loud.
Florida.
A Florida man is charged with felony drunk driving and wildlife violations.
He violated some wildlife?
Uh-oh.
After police discovered he was driving drunk with a monkey in his truck. Largo police said Eugene Carl Kodelman,
three names,
was speeding when they stopped him. He was driving on a suspended license, had been previously charged numerous times for driving on a suspended license, and several other DUIs. Officers noticed a small monkey in Kodelman's truck and released the primate to his friend.
It's just the monkey on his back.
After Kodelman was released from bond on the DUI charge, Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers charged him with possession of a monkey and two counts of violating fish and wildlife rules.
Is that illegal?
Apparently, they took custody of the monkey. I don't know.
That's got to be a Florida law.
Well, we don't run into a lot of monkeys here.
Up until recently, Florida was the only state you could still, you know, have sex with your dog legally. So why would they balk at a monkey?
What?
Don't you remember we did the story about how Florida finally made bestiality illegal? And that was just a couple years ago.
Had that guy taken, what was the dog's name? Christine
Brinkley.
Christine Brinkley. Had he taken his dog there, he'd have been fine.
Yeah.
Got to go back some shows to know what that's all about, folks.
Yeah.
See, and I completely forgot about that. Shelley had that on the tip of her tongue, where bestiality was legal in the United States. I'm like, really?
Because it was so shocking to me that it was still legal anywhere.
Wee-oo.
Well, what about Montana and places like that?
Where the men are men and the sheep run scared?
Yeah.
This is some sweet, sweet justice right here. Police in Kentucky arrested a man after they found him completely covered in chocolate and peanut butter, lying down on a supermarket floor. This is from the Smoking Gun. According to police report, 22-year-old Andrew Toothman smashed through the Food World IGA's glass front door wearing only boots. He then emptied all of the market's fire extinguishers and spelled out sorry on the floor using NyQuil before heading to the confection section. Subject had peanut butter and chocolate smeared all over his person, the officer wrote. He admitted to breaking into Food World IGA. CBS News quoted the officer as saying, "It was the biggest mess I've ever seen."
He needs to get out more.
Toothman was booked into the Letcher County Jail.
Letcher us
on charge of indecent exposure, burglary, and criminal mischief. He was held on $25,000, but they ended up releasing him. Weird. I'll do this in.
That one sounded kind of familiar.
Oh, no, I'll do
it did. What's really scary is it probably wasn't the same story.
I know,
but it sounded familiar, which is really disturbing.
Yeah, because we had something else. The other one sounded, the peanut butter on the floor was what got me. But the other stuff, breaking the window with the boots and all of that, I don't remember that from the other story.
Yeah, this guy was a human Reese's peanut butter cup.
Yes, so clearly this is new. This is a new fad.
Yes, it is.
It must be.
Please, Bruce, tell us more.
Well, I'm going to go, you guys are going to need to get ready for this because this is going to be the Heroes of the Week. Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
Oh, Shelly.
Okay.
Heroes of the Week. Shelly's eardrums are, like, really hurting lately, so the kazoo thing just about killed her. Heroes of the Week. Firefighters sing Let It Go to soothe girls stuck in elevator. As if the song Let It Go from the movie Frozen couldn't get any bigger with countless performances, renditions, and parodies, you can now credit it with helping a child calm down in an emergency. They belted out the tune to comfort a little girl as she became stuck in an elevator. It was easily one of the cutest things I've ever seen in my life, her mother, Kristen Kerr, told Today's Mom magazine. They understood how to calm down a four-year-old. The ordeal happened in Reading, Massachusetts, as Kerr, her two kids, four-year-old Kaylin and three-month-old Jackson, headed to a hair appointment. Headed to a hair appointment for her daughter. The salon was on the second floor. Family took an elevator, which suddenly stopped moving just as they were about to reach their destination. Firefighters were called to the scene, and when they couldn't get the lift to budge, they lowered a ladder down to the open shaft elevator to get the family out. They carried out the baby without any problem, but Kaylin was very nervous, said firefighter Scott Meidel. Just as my daughter was about to go up the ladder, and she pretty much froze and said, "No way, I'm not going up that ladder.
Let it go."
Firefighter John K-E-O-U-G-H?
Kiel.
Kiel started talking to the girl. Both he and Myatt have young kids, and Frozen is big in their world. Myatt's daughter is absolutely obsessed with the movie theme song, Let It Go. He goes, "So I've heard it 587,000 times.
Good for
you like
them.
The movie Frozen?" he asked, and she nodded yes. When she did, I guess her father instinct kind of kicked in. He started singing the song, and then John joined in. To improve the impromptu performance, Myatt also played the original song, which he had downloaded on his phone for his daughter.
That's very sweet. Now, it's patently clear, this has nothing to do with the story, but it's patently clear that Bruce and I have no retirement plan because he didn't know how to pronounce Keog.
I know.
It's okay.
And I don't know what... This whole Frozen obsession, it's like huge at the library. All the kids are like, "We want Frozen books. We want the movie." Blah. I will never go see it, ever. I also have never seen Hunchback of Notre Dame, and there's a simple reason for that.
Why?
Because the Disney company refuses to give proper credit to the original authors just because they've been dead a bazillion years.
Okay.
Hans Christian Andersen got no credit for that.
Okay.
And Victor Hugo's family actually had to sue Disney to get his name put on the later credits.
Shelley, we support you in that.
Good.
Got you back.
You're going to go see it anyway, aren't you?
The fire said, I'm slightly embarrassed to say I knew all the words to the song from Frozen. He says, but my daughter sings it every day, all the time. Let's see.
My daughters were young during the Little Mermaid age. Don't get me started.
Little Mermaid saved the Disney company.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back, Shani.
That same old place that you laughed about.
What, here?
Here.
Oh, okay.
Though the names have not changed. Because it's Mark and I. See, if you give me a minute, I could have had that.
Yeah.
I
could have you almost got there.
A whole set of lyrics.
You almost got there. You were right there.
I was ready. But, so, Shelley, what's our topic?
Growing up in the program. Not as in, like, growing up, like, a little kid and then I'm an adult. I mean, like, you're an adult, you get into recovery, and you grow up in recovery. And this was actually Mark's topic because he talked about it the other night.
Right.
At his birthday.
My birthday.
In his pitch. And he took a cake.
So, Mark?
Yes?
Elucidate.
Well, I don't like to rehash old topics.
You
No, I mean, I talked about, I came into this program when I was 25 years old. And as my sponsor and I were having a conversation, and we talked about how, and you brought it up, also earlier about CA was not that old when I got here.
Right.
So not only did, I grew up in this program.
The program grew up as well.
But I learned how to be an adult. I learned how to act like an adult. I learned to take responsibility for things. I learned all the things that I learned to pay a bill.
I'm still working on that one.
Seven step comes and goes on that one.
Yeah. Well, and then, and there are, when you think about it, there are some people, especially these days, not as much when we were younger, but there are people that are literally growing up in the program now, too. I mean, I've seen kids come in, they're 12 and 13 years old, and they come in and they stay for a few years, and they stay through their teen years, and it's like, wow. And Shelley, you may have a opinion on this. I mean, you literally grew up in the program. You were in
Alateen, yeah, but that's not what Mark's talking about. That's not the thrust of the topic. It's not literally growing up.
It can be a subplot.
Yeah, but you can be both.
Yeah, because I went through both things.
Grew up in the program and grew up in the program.
Right. That's correct. I was thrust into Alateen when I was 11.
Well, thank God you weren't in Alatot. Then what is it after that? Alakid?
No. Back then there was only Alateen.
Alapreteen.
Yeah. No, back then there was only Alateen.
Alatweener.
But I was also a very...
Alatween.
I was a very precocious kid, so I kind of fit in a sense, and grew up in the program. We went and did the speaking circuit as a family and the whole bit. I mean, for years. And then I went to Al-Anon when I was like 19, 20 for a couple of years, and then I dropped off the map.
You know what's funny? Shelley started speaking in meetings before either Mark or I did.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, I did.
Yeah, because you spoke at Alateen meetings at meetings where it was you spoke, then your mom spoke,
and
then
my
dad
spoke.
What kind of meetings was that?
Those were conventions usually.
Roundups?
We did go to some individual meetings around here, but usually because back then, this was all in AA, though, this wasn't in CA.
CA didn't exist.
Right. That back then, if somebody at one of the bigger meetings we'd spoken at happened to be on the planning committee for some convention in Canada or Mexico or Arizona or wherever, and there weren't a lot of families that were willing to speak, all three. And that was, at the time, that was kind of a fad at AA conventions to get a family to speak. So we went everywhere.
We should start that fad now, and we'll just grab one of the kids and tell them to pretend like they went to meetings.
There aren't that many Alateen meetings left. At least not in this area. There aren't very many Alateen meetings left. There's only like two or three in this area. But when I was growing up there was an Alateen meeting every night.
You know why, right?
Because none of the kids give a crap anymore.
Because all the teens are getting loaded now. They're also trying to get sober already.
They were getting loaded when I went to Alateen. We just did it after the meeting. Well, they did it. I didn't do it. My mother was the sponsor for the meeting, so I had to go home. But
so it can be said that we definitely learned responsibility, or to a large degree learned responsibility in the program.
Yeah, you know.
Shelly's shaking her head.
I got less responsible when I got sober.
Well, you gave it all away.
I was a very responsible person.
Yeah, you were responsible for most everything around here that went wrong.
No, I paid all my bills on time. I had my checkbook was balanced. I never missed work. I was extremely responsible. Everything rested on my shoulders. What happened to me, the way I grew up in the program, was learning to realize that not everything is my business because it doesn't all revolve around me, which is a very grown-up way to think. Immature people think everything revolves around them and everything is their business. And you're giving me the look. Go ahead. Slam me.
It seemed that years ago when you were still out there, you were completely afraid we were losing the house.
Every month?
Because nothing was getting paid. And I had my friends from the program come over and hope we were going to paint it. Sell it.
What does that have to do with what I said?
Because you were saying we were perfect at paying all the bills and everything when you were getting loaded, and it wasn't until you got sober that stuff started going away.
No, that's not what I said. Up until... Oh. Yeah, we were in financial trouble because of my medical bills, not because I wasn't paying the other bills.
Okay.
Okay. People are like, wow, there's like deadly silence.
I'm sorry. Continue.
So, Mark.
What up, Bruce?
You grew up. You got married. Had kids.
Got divorced. Houses. Got married. Got divorced. Yeah. They should have a whole separate step for that.
Yeah.
The marriage step.
It'll be the one everyone will be terrified to take. It won't be the fourth step anymore. Yep. Or the fifth.
Yeah. We're standing. Yesterday we were standing before an event, and it was an area where there's a lot of weddings that go on around there, and there was the bride and groom were out having photos taken in front of a train car. And they're looking at one of the guys who just recently broke up with his girlfriend. He looks, he goes, God, look how happy they look. He goes, they look so happy. I says, yeah. He goes, should we go warn him?
Nice. Well, recently, a guy that I used to sponsor, and I think you might have even used to sponsor him as well, was talking to me that his girlfriend he's been going out with, she had 4 years. He had no time because he was still smoking weed all the time.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, yeah, she had a drink. And she's like, she says, But I still have my 4 years off meth. And I'm like, no, we call that you have no time.
Well, yeah, no, she still has her 4 years off meth.
But I told her, I said, you do still have 4 years off meth. Yeah. Unfortunately, you're going to take a newcomer chip.
Yeah.
And then at coffee the other night when we had the adventures with our sponsees and things, there's another group we know that hopefully, you know, who knows? Things can work out, but we got someone there with 11 years and someone there with like 110 days or something, and it's like, man, I'm just hoping, you know, maybe they beat the odds, but I just see it so often. Because that's kind of grown up in the program, too, because sometimes in the program, even when we feel grown up and we've been around a while, I mean, I don't know how many times my friend has probably told people, no relationships in the first year. She's probably told people that a million times. And then she has turned around and gotten in a relationship with someone who, when she first got in the relationship, he had 60 days. And I'm thinking...
But she's got time.
Huh?
She has time.
No, she does have time.
It's a selfish program.
Yes.
You got to take care of you.
But I don't know how... You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's good for the...
It's good for the goose.
It's good for the gander, but it's good for the goose, but you're going to tell everyone else not to do it. And so that's one of those things, like, even though you're growing up in the program, we may not all grow up at the same rate.
What are you going to believe? What I tell you or your own eyes?
I'm going to believe both.
Yeah.
But that's because I've been around for a while. What do you think, Shelley?
About what?
The topic?
The topic.
Well, I wasn't sure whether you were talking about this particular aspect of it. I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll work out for him. Who knows?
Well, this is part of growing up.
Well, when you grow up, you make mistakes and you learn from them. Maybe this is a learning mistake. And I am not a relationship counselor, so I'm not going to say yay or nay. I always tell my sponsees that I'm not a relationship counselor, and the first thing they always ask me is, I met this guy. Do you think it's okay to go out with him?
Yes.
I'm like, I don't know. What do you think?
Really? You don't tell them they shouldn't date?
Of course I do, but I also tell them I'm not a relationship counselor, so if you choose to do this, this is on you.
Hmm. I thought you fired someone or something, or someone fired you because you were dead set against them doing it. And they wanted to do it anyway, so they fired you.
No, that wasn't me. Who are you talking about?
Some gal that was going to go off on some scholarship and decided to stay with the guy, and you were dead set against that.
Oh, she still got the scholarship, went off to school, stayed with the guy, but that's not why she fired me.
Well, I know why she said she fired you.
Okay, whatever.
Because you didn't have time for her.
Yes, even though I was
even though
going,
you were talking to her constantly.
She was over at her house all the time. I went to meetings all the time with her, and well, I didn't have enough time for her.
That's kind of what led me to believe that wasn't the actual reason, because it was clearly not because you didn't have time for her.
And yet you were not involved in any of our private conversations.
Which takes us back to the growing up in the program. Because people who grow up in the program learn to stop blaming everyone. That's a childish thing, you know. You don't have enough time for me. How much time do you want me to have for you?
473 hours a day.
The person that I suggested she have sponsor her, which she did actually take me up on that, was literally at her beck and call. Huh. And because she doesn't have a job.
That's what she needed.
Yeah, and that's what she needed. I had to go to work. I had other things to do, so I wasn't there 24 hours a day, and this other person could be. So,
yep. And I have a sponsee. Was at a meeting I spoke at, and I said I answered the phone call any time. I have finally had to start ignoring two calls a day from him because I don't want to take more than two or three calls a day unless you have something going on, you know.
Do I know this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't know whether you should get red or green sauce for your burrito.
I always tell them, I tell them what hours I work, and I say, however, if it is very serious and you absolutely have to get in touch with me, text me, and I will take a break and go in the break room and call you. But, and they're pretty good about that.
Good.
Mark and I feel similarly about texts.
Yeah.
If you text me like three times,
you should call.
You should call.
Yeah.
I know, but I can't have my phone ringing when I'm at work. The city doesn't like that.
Just put it on vibrate.
Tell them you're helping someone who's in trouble.
Yes, I know that. I can't talk on the phone. I have to like take a break and go in the break room.
Oh.
That's the city policy, which is why I tell people... No. How did we get on this? This has nothing to do with the topic.
We knew it was going to turn into beat up on Shelley Day.
Apparently.
Yeah, I didn't bring up about people calling the library, but okay. I didn't. I just said maybe you could put it on vibrate. So, final word, Shelley.
We all grow up one step at a time.
Ooh. I like that.
That's a good one. Mark. Final words.
Grow up, damn it.
What was it?
Grow up, damn it.
That's like what your parents tell you when you're having a fit in the store when you're a kid. Right.
Grow up, why? Because I said so.
The grass may, in fact, be growing greener on the other side. But it's just as hard to cut. No, you know what? People grow at their different paces, just like they do when they're not in program. But one thing is for sure: if you stop working any program, you will probably stop growing.
You grow,
or you go.
Yes.
Shelley, who's our friend back east?
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
You
can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities so that you can bring the 12-Step Gazette to your town, as our friend in the Inland Empire has done. If you want to read the Southern California Inland Empire edition, you can go to 12stepgazette.com/IE.
Sweet.
Dude.
Mark.
Bruce.
People listen to the show.
They do. And we appreciate that they
do. You know what? People listen to the show that want to go to the convention.
Well, then get your butt to the convention. The Recovery 101 Convention, July 18th to the 20th, at the South Point Hotel in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada.
You guys need to let us know you're going. And we need, don't we need to let the hotel know, or people need to tell them that they're...
Yep.
Getting rooms.
Really would like to know who's all coming, because we're signing the contract with the hotel this week. So let us know you're going to be there so we make sure and block enough rooms, and then we'll give you all the information that you
need.
And
the people need to tell the South Point they're going for us, right?
Yes, they do. They just need to call the South Point, tell them they're coming for Recovery 101, and they will get the room rate that is assigned to us, and they'll take care of everything for you.
Awesome. Now.
So we've had a bunch of fees waived and stuff that all those hotels love to charge. So.
And people are listening to the show.
They are. And however you listen, we appreciate it. We ask if you download or get the show from some way other than our site that you go to recovery101.net. You click on a recent show. And at that point, if you're already a member of Recovery 101, that's awesome. If you're not yet a member, you'll get prompted to join Podomatic. It's fun.
And free.
Once you join, you can like, comment, leave show topics, add us to your playlists, all those things you do that make our numbers look good, and you'll get updates automatically when we post the new show. Then, yeah.
I would like to point out, too, that we get way more likes per day than we get comments and follows. And I always wonder, so someone is liking shows without leaving comments. Matter of fact, a number of people are. So if you're going to go there and listen to a show
and
you're going to click like, leave a comment.
I do.
You do it?
Yeah.
So leave a comment.
I have nothing to say. I've said everything I needed to on the show.
Oh, well, there you go. If you are Facebook friendly, as many of you are, you can join the Recovery, or you can become a fan of the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. You can also join the Recovery 101 Radio group if you want to be a little more anonymous. We have an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook. And youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Do not take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelley, who's the lead on music by?
Forever Amber.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
paper you sign when you're losing your mind. Break, you're losing your mind. Break. They try to knock me down, hold me down, kick me in the face while I'm down on the ground, step on my head while I'm tied and bound. Well, listen up now, I'm tired of fooling around. They try to knock me down, hold me down, kick me in the face while I'm down on the ground, step on my head while I'm tied and bound. Well, listen up now, I'm tired of fooling around. You wanna kiss my lips, you want the magical bliss, you want the humana, humana, put your hands on my hips. You wanna go downtown, you wanna fool around, you want lace, you want leather, you light as a feather, you're pretty and clever. Well, watch me now, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, gonna love you forever, forever and ever, gonna love you forever. Laying around, why you try to lay me down, hold me down, kick me in the face while I'm down on the ground, step on my head while I'm tied and bound. Well, listen up now, I'm tired of fooling around. They try to knock me down, hold me down, kick me in the face while I'm down on the ground, step on my head while I'm tied and bound. Well, listen up now, I'm tired of fooling around. Karma is a mother and my middle name is Karma. Listen very carefully, don't mean to alarm ya. What goes around comes around, no need to even harm ya. So prepare the trouble, it's ready to pop off. Back the truck up, now we're all stuck up. We're shooting on through now, we're better than you now. The fresh and the new now, it's all coming true now. They try to knock me down, hold me down, keep me in the place while I'm down on the ground, step on my head while I'm tied and bound. Well, listen up now, I'm tired of fooling around. They try to knock me down, hold me down, keep me in the place while I'm down on the ground, step on my head.